Hello and welcome to another episode of Employed and Rich, the podcast where we teach you exactly how to get rich working for someone. My name is Toyin Alasi and I'm your host on the podcast. Today, we're looking at real estate investment opportunities in Nigeria. Now, Nigeria is a country with a rapidly growing population. The rates are growing. It looks like we're going to take over from the US in no time, right? And this has led to an increasing demand for housing, so particularly affordable housing. As a result, real estate investment in Nigeria has become a viable option for many people. It looks like it's an industry that will never run out. It's so untapped and there's a lot of potential in that industry. So when you're thinking investment, please think real estate. It's very important. Now, whether you are a first-time investor or an experienced one, there are opportunities for you to make significant returns on your investment. Now, one of the most significant challenges that people face when it comes to investing in real estate is financing. So maybe you want to get your own home. You need a mortgage loan because it can be capital intensive. You need a mortgage loan and that's usually not readily available, but that shouldn't stop you. Why don't you initiate the process? We have the Federal Mortgage Bank. We have a lot of mortgage companies that are giving out mortgage loans to people. Approach them. You know, the thing with a lot of us is we haven't approached them yet to think it won't work. No, please go ahead and take steps. And then whatever challenges you face, you can then start looking at how to surmount them one after the other. But there are options available that can help you secure financing that you need to invest in real estate. The first step, of course, like with every other investment, I will always emphasize that, is to investigate, research, understand the different kinds of mortgage available. How do you access it? What are the requirements? How long do I need to pay back? What is the interest? You need to know all the details. Now, by understanding this, you can choose the one product that actually best suits your needs and your financial situation. Now, when we come back, I'm going to share with you other considerations that you need to look at when considering investments in real estate in Nigeria. Welcome back. Now, another important consideration when investing in real estate in Nigeria is location. But guess what? I would say that title becomes a major one as well for investment in real estate in Nigeria. So yeah, location could be first. As a matter of fact, the law of real estate, investment in real estate says the first thing is location, second thing location, third thing location, yeah? But in Nigeria, please, it is title. So when you have found the land, don't be in a hurry to go pay. Again, you think you understand me yet, but you don't. Don't even think because you did a search in a legal way. You went to the registry to do a proper search and it came out good. Don't think that that is enough. Ask for identification of everybody on the document. Everyone who is registered on the document. Find out things like disputes, because I remember doing this for a particular client sometime last year and we were just about to pay. It was just, we were planning the trip to where we were signed the agreement and transferred the money when someone just gave us the information that there was dispute on the land. And imagine that would not come out at the legal search in the registry. Imagine that we had gone ahead to just pay and found out that there was disputes. That would have been bad. So just a day to sealing the deal, we got that information. And for me, that is part of the benefits of research and taking your time. Hello? One of the reasons the clients brought me in was to be the go-between. So that, you know, agents can be funny. It's for them, primarily, it's the agency fee. They just want to sell and make money. But bringing a financial advisor like me in, I'm all for my clients. So he brought me in and one of the things I did was that when you want to rush, I will make sure your energy calms down very well. That bought us the time that we needed. And that was when that woman gave us the information that the land was in dispute. In fact, she didn't give us the information alone. She sent us a link to the story online. That's when we saw it. We had no idea. And that was going to be a major investment. So when you're looking at real estate in Nigeria, please, yes, you found the location is good. Title is a major thing. So you need to be very, very, very patient. Take your time. Don't ever rush it. Take your time before you go ahead to commit. After title is good, why not? Make sure that this real estate or the property you're buying is on the path of development. I don't care where it is, whether it is in your village or is in the heart of Nigeria, Lagos, or Harcourt, Abuja, I don't care. All you need to ensure is that the land is on the path of development. Will that place open up in the next few years? Is government looking in that direction? Looking at the map of the city you are in will also be a good guide. So you know, oh, government is looking at doing this. For example, in Lagos, we have the new proposed airport. It's been there for long, but it's a project that the government will eventually do. So buying lands in such areas will be a good investment, because once the airport kicks off, that is a major one. Let me share something with you that just hit me about purchasing land. In Abuja, for example, when you are in the air and you're about to land, when you look down from the airplane, and you could do this whenever you're traveling, when you look down, you see a lot of green areas in Abuja. It doesn't mean the lands don't have owners, but it means that there are still opportunities to acquire lands in that area. Yeah. So you want to consider, particularly the airport area, you want to consider a place like that, because that airport is not going anywhere. What will happen is that they will expand it, make it bigger. So investing in such areas is viable. And for to prove this, I was on the way to Lagos and we were going to land, and I looked down and I saw that when you're landing at Lagos Airport, you could hardly find a green area. Why? All the places are bought. Good investment. When those people bought it many years ago, there was green area. It didn't look like a viable opportunity, but today is good money. It's great wealth. So look for locations around cities where you live like that and buy lands there. Those are areas on the path of development. The government will definitely expand, it will work and all of that. So that's a tip for you to go with. All right, so finally, when investing in real estate, it is essential for you to have a long-term perspective. You must have that. Real estate is a long-term investment. It's important to have a plan for how you will manage and maintain your property over the years, how you will be building it up. This is a tip that I like to give you, yeah? I know you earn a consistent income, so you don't have bulk monies coming in. But with that consistent income, you can buy a plot, one plot per time. I remember listening to Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo one day, and he said that that's how they got all the acres they have now, the hectares and the acres that they own. They started from one plot. You would have thought, oh, they bought 100 at the same time, they were rich, and they bought, no, one plot per time. And these plots you can pay in installments. So find real estate companies that are good and tell them you want to start paying in installments from your monthly salary. Make it your savings. Whatever you want to do, just start investing bit by bit. So that's how you can, you know, take off over the opportunities in the real estate economy in Nigeria. Don't forget, another aspect is to do what you call estate building. So if you have capacity, you can, you know, come together, crowdfund an estate, sell it off, and you guys can recoup your money. And by the way, MoneyWise is going to look into that very soon, and we're going to let you know about that in the future. Thanks for listening. So that's it on today's episode of the podcast. Don't forget, you can stay connected with MoneyWise via our social media handles. For more details on our services, you can click the show notes and you see all the links attached. We have a free community and we're inviting you to join us. Simply click the link attached to the show notes and you can be part of our thriving community. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.